Okay. Well, good morning. You're listening to the Republic of Texas Radio Show. I'm Steve O'Brien, and we talk about Texas, Texas independence, and the world around us. Well, one thing I wanted to let you all know is Texas independence has been talked about for, well, since Texas joined the Union. How did that happen? A couple weeks ago, we figured out that it was some kind of a joint resolution passed by Congress, and there was some kind of a vote within Texas. The legalities of the vote in Texas is still something that I'm looking into and want to get that, you know, clear in my head, how all the people of Texas decided to join the United States, and I knew it was something they wanted, and they had debt and all that other stuff, but I just need to make it clear. But Texas independence is something that is popular, and, you know, it might be popular on the fringes, but it gets more popular with people around you every day. And, well, I can tell, you know, I can tell in my life, you know, as I walk through the time and I talk to people about Texas independence here in 2016, and we're already in August. Oh, my God. I talk to people, and we've gotten through this whole corporate United States election thing, and we're going down the path, and there's been a selection, and they've selected Trump, and they've selected Hillary. Corporate media is trying to tell you that Hillary is the only way to go. Trump people are saying, man, I don't want that chick. A lot of people are saying, I don't want her. She's not fit, whatever. And that's creating a lot of angst, a lot of angst in the world. And when I visit with people and they start talking, you know, politics, or they're showing their political leanings, they just worry about things. And they say, if she gets in office, what are we going to do? I said, well, that's being worked on. Texas independence is a real thing. And then they look at me and I go, do you know anything about the Texas independence movements? And they always are kind of puzzled. And I said, did you know that all the Republican lawmakers, or, well, the Republican committee here in Texas, spent a good part of their convention talking about whether or not to give the Texas people a right to leave? They just a right to ask them the question. Well, that didn't happen, but you did have a whole bunch of politicians over there, you know, talking about whether or not people's voices should be heard. And it was a wonderful day, and we're moving forward as people are afraid of, people are afraid of Donald Trump becoming a president. People are afraid of Hillary Clinton becoming president. People are afraid of Barack Obama staying president. So we've got a lot of angst. The whole Brexit movement, right? It highlighted the fact that these constructs, these amalgams, the, you know, mixing, and it's not an amalgam, whatever. These things are not permanent, and they will happen. People on the other side scream, it's not constitutional, you can't leave. Look, man, you can do anything you want. Seriously. Okay, that's going to be the mini opener, and I'm just going to tap Doc on the shoulder and go, good morning, Doc. How are you?
Good morning, my friend. How is everybody?
I'm doing pretty decent. Yourself?
Oh, can't complain. I heard we had Alan already here. I was going to wake him. I missed out.
Oh, morning, Alan.
I am here. Morning, guys.
Good morning, Alan.
Yeah. So I don't know. I know you've been out with the rabbits and deers and all that other stuff all week. So you're not bumping into a lot of people during the week, are you, Alan?
No, and that's probably a good thing, because most people nowadays tend to drive me crazy.
Well, they drive me crazy, too. What about you, Doc?
Well, most everybody I've ran into in my office and out and about is pulling for Trump like crazy. I haven't met anybody that is hoping Hillary gets in.
Yeah, and that's curious. You know, they have that new poll that came out earlier on in the week, and I don't know anything about the poll. I know a little about it, and I don't want to get too much into it. But the poll generally stated that
Okay. Yeah, I don't hear him either.
Well, I'll break in here real quick if I'm still on. You know what scares me really is that nowadays, after all we've been through, all these people still believe really that politics scares me. Politics is going to save us. I know it's got to be talked about, but it just really kind of bothers me that everyone still thinks if we just get our guy in, it'll all turn around. I really don't know. I don't see good endings to all this. How about you, Doc?
Well, I'm with you, Alan. I talked to Carl Pittman, the gentleman that ran for constitutional sheriff here in Harris County last week, and I told him that I had said on air, if it's a fair election, you win. If it's a fair election, Trump wins. And we didn't go into it, but he did say there were some very strange things when the votes came in. And that seems to be a common denominator today. People still believe that their vote matters and it counts, but I truly believe it's already a done deal and Hillary's the president. I said it about Carl, and I wish I'd have been wrong. The man knows the Constitution and wanted to make sure no statute violated the Constitution, and I think that's why he's not there, because he wasn't with their program.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know, that might have helped him get a little closer if he would have been, you know, a brown noser. But, yeah, it's all you have to do, folks, is go to blackboxvoting.org, I believe it is, and just watch her. She's got a good DVD out. What is that? Hacking America, Hacking Democracy, I believe it is. Very eye-opening as to how easy these machines can be taken over. And votes changed into, you know, Mickey Mouse winning the presidency or whatever they want to do, really.
Well, yeah, and in Hillary's case, if this was anybody else, especially if it was a libertarian or a independent or a Republican, they'd be out of the race. The liberal media would have forced them out. But it's like, the more bad she does, the more the liberal media loves her. It's almost like a death wish for the country.
Well, yeah, well, for the country. Now, yeah, we say the country all the time, and it's like kind of like we say the government. You know, I don't consider this my government. I don't consider it the country that I'm supposedly, you know, was born in and actually enjoyed, you know, the earlier part of my childhood in, you know, where you could walk down the street fairly safe, at least where I grew up. You know, I could walk down the street with a BB gun and not have a SWAT team called in on me. You know, it's the whole thing has just changed. It's just the nanny state has taken over. And, you know, all you got to think, it really struck me when you had to be okay by the Department of Homeland Security if you wanted to have a bake sale on the mark plots in our little town here.
Oh, yeah. It's funny you mentioned that, Alan. We were just talking with a group of people the other day. Where I grew up was outside what we called country then. Now it's probably county, but everybody had a gun, and you could pick up your shotgun and walk out into your backyard into the woods and go hunting, and nobody ever thought anything about it. Nobody called the police. There was no Homeland Security. It was natural, and it was a lot safer than today.
Oh, definitely. You know, it's like this weekend, my older brother, he had a he's got a place, you know, just a little ways up, kind of connects with mine. But he had a friend out, and he'd brought along one of his boys wanted to, for his birthday, wanted to go out and out in the country and shoot. So he brought, like, four of his friends out along with him. You know, these are 12, 13-year-old boys. And I haven't really got to talk to them much, but it's got to be a real shock for them, you know, to be able to come out. And, you know, they're shooting Tannerite up here. I heard boom, boom, you know, a couple of explosions up there. So I rode up, and they were up there having a ball, you know. I mean, these kids, it's got to be, you know, from what they're taught in school, that guns are bad, you know. It's fun. It's really encouraging sometimes to go up there and see them without their rectangles in their hands actually having fun, you know. Shooting is fun. I grew up doing it. I've never, well, I accidentally shot my dog one morning, but I've never shot anything I didn't intend to hit, you know.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I'm back. I guess I was Mike Rivero'd a little bit, or maybe okay. It was just my PC. Hey, Alan, what you were just saying, you know, I was just on Doc Krupa's radio show last week, and we talked about a lot of, me coming to California or from California, and I could see where those 13-year-old boys were kind of like, having a lot of fun, because when I got here and I realized that there was a lot of land and a lot of things that I never experienced. Texas is a wonderful place for that, and wide open expanses and, well, firearms, boom, boom, hunting. You know, it is a wonderful thing. I do appreciate it. So where are we going with this, guys? Here, let me do this. Okay, so we've got a busy show. This first half hour, it's pretty much open to whatever we want to go down. And I want to keep it focused on Texas independence. But on the second half of this first hour, we're going to be bringing Frankie Nieto back on, and he's going to be talking a little bit about the Republic of Texas. I had a short conversation with him during the week. Well, it was text-based or Skype-based or whatever, you know, characters flying around. And kind of the usual policy around here is when people are going through any kind of discourse with agencies, governments, or whatnot, I don't want them to come on the show and talk about what they are going through or say something, because I don't want them to incriminate themselves, because it's very dangerous when you get into the courts, and so you got to watch your words. We haven't heard from Frankie Nieto in a long time, so it'll be a good thing. So at the bottom of the hour, we'll grab him on, and we'll talk about a little bit of stuff, but we've got a lot of Texas stuff coming up. Michael Badnarik will be joining us. He'll be dialing in at the second hour. Now, I know you're listening to RBN. You may or may not be familiar with Michael Badnarik. He's been around for a long, long time. You know, he ran for president of the United States on the Libertarian Party in 2004. And he's been teaching the Constitution of the United States of America. I don't know if the corporate United States actually has a constitution. They just have a piece of paper. But he's been teaching about the Constitution, and somehow he's shifted his perception and is now focused on Texas independence. Yeah, that's right. You know, he sat there and said, okay, it's time to shift gears. And I am so interested in hearing where he's coming from on that. He's working with the Texas Nationals, and he's going to, well, help promote, you know, Texas independence on that side. Because when things get really hot in Texas independence, and we see it get hot from time to time, we have, you know, a few months, it's going to get really hot. You know, as soon as they get closer to the election, a bunch of people are just going to be wanting to talk about Texas independence, and it's more important that we get our ducks in a row right now. They have an online thing over at the Texas Nationals coming up on Tuesday. They're doing 24 hours of, you know, it's a fundraiser. Let me get that straight. But you'll be able to hear a lot of Texas independence news and understand a lot more. You can visit that. Well, the correct URL is thetnm.com, or you can go to texnet.com. TexasNet.org. Oh, I just botched that one. Anyways, Texas Nationals, that's very interesting. We're moving all sorts of different directions. All the groups are moving different directions. In fact, you know, the Texas Republic, they're working on getting a new website. And I was trying to get any kind of updates on the election materials. And I noticed that, well, TheTexasRepublic.com is down. And I'm going like, well, what happened there? We know that they're in process of shifting, you know, web development groups and so forth. And it seems like that has happened. As of the 18th, a couple days ago, the domain registrar has shifted from the powers that were to the powers that are, and I kind of expect them to get a new website at some point if they can keep the train on the tracks. It's kind of tough when you're working in a group and you can't decide exactly what you need to do, but whatever. I don't know. Texas independence, there's a lot going on. What do you think, Doc?
Yeah, I think especially with Michael being added to the Texas Nationals, this is a big deal. He's been teaching the Constitution. He understands the Constitution, and that's a wonderful asset to their group. And he also knows the ins and outs because he ran for president, so he knows how all that works from both viewpoints. It should be a big help. Right now, and I mentioned when we lost you on the air a minute ago that I had spoke to Carl Pittman during the week, and there's not many like Carl or Michael out there that are talking Constitution, and know the difference between a statute that violates that and a statute that doesn't. So this should be a big help for Texas to get things a little better.
Oh, I totally agree. And one of the things I like about just having Mike join the group joined the fight for Texas independence is probably because, well, he also knows alternate media. He's been around the Republic Broadcastings, the GCNs, the WTPRN, and the whole likes. You know, Baden Eric has a great experience, and he has a good rapport with people. Met him once. He won't remember us. Woody Allen.
Oh, you never know.
We'll find out.
He's an interesting guy. You know, he's pretty sharp.
Yeah. And another thing that's coming up pretty quick here, besides the break, and we really do have about 4 or 5 minutes to tell the break, is on the 3rd of September, Doc Green has assembled can we call him a cadre? What is a cadre? We'll just call him a group. A whole bunch of people are going to be showing up at the state capitol, and I think what he's calling it is Governor Abbott, we need to have a word or something like that. And so he's calling all the troops to get out there. And it's a usual little rally thing, but not really. Because for the first time, and this is something that we've been working towards at, you know, the Texas Independence circles, is getting all the groups to come together, right, and do something together. Let's do unity. Let's focus on Texas Independence together, at least stand there together. And Doc Green might have got that set up, because I know John Jarnicki of the Republic of Texas, he's the president, he's going to be speaking at that event. Tommy Attaway, you know, he's one of their executive directors at Freedom Texas, he's going to be speaking. And Doc Green tells me that, well, somebody from Texas Nationals will be speaking as well. And now this will be a landmark date to be there. So if you're anywhere in Texas, you should go to Austin on the 3rd. Show up around, noon, I think that's what it is. But we'll get back to that. I'll play you the little commercial blip that Doc Green has put together, you know, after the break. And, yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just inundated with so many things. What do you think, Alan? Are you looking forward to the 3rd?
I'm looking forward to going again, seeing if, you know, who and how many show up. It'll be great. You know, it's on the south lawn of the Capitol there, I believe.
I think it's the east lawn, is what they said. And I don't know what the east lawn is, but we'll find out. Hey, Doc, here's to you. You know, Ellen just said he's looking forward to see how many people show up. And that was kind of a question we posed for Daniel Miller, right, about events and so forth. Does it matter how many people show up? We want 10,000, but what do we usually get?
I would say it mattered, but now it's different because all three groups are coming together. We've been working on that really hard, trying to get them to work as a team. And with all three groups representing themselves there, the word's going to spread out like never before. So whether you have a large crowd, a medium crowd, or a small crowd, it's going to spread like wildfire to a lot more people that day and afterwards.
And I think it's going to be a trickle thing. It's not going to be, you know, three huge groups of people showing up with, you know, whatever, at a Bikini's restaurant or something like that. That's not happening. There's going to be individuals there representing, you know, the individual groups, and they're different methods of achieving the same goal. Hey, that's the break. Hang on a second, guys. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Very far. Our best intentions, I wish I'd pay attention. It's like you said, it's in my head. We can't run circles till the morning comes. When it does, I know it's on. It's you and I. Wouldn't miss it for the sun.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're back. And I'll take this time to say you need to go to Austin on the 3rd of September because, well, it's very important. First, the clip. Sam, please.
Saturday. It's time for another party.
Austin, Texas.
Saturday, September 3rd at high noon.
Join us on the east side lawn of the Capitol.
Because you deserve a day off.
And a little substance, too.
Let's party!
The Republican Party.
The Democrat Party.
The Libertarian Party.
The Constitution Party.
Border control.
BLM.
Islamic terror.
Transgender bathrooms.
School curriculum.
The Supreme Court.
The UN at the Alamo.
Governor, we would like a word. Come out and hear.
Chalice Finicum.
Daughter of Lavoy. Ernest Lee.
Founder of the Liberty Pledge.
Tommy Attaway.
Author of We Defy. Timothy Frazier.
Libertarian candidate for governor.
James Neighbors.
Founder of Overpasses for America.
Fred Schneider.
Executive Director, Overpasses for America. And Warrior Woman.
Stephanie August.
John Jarnicki.
President of the Republic of Texas. Doc Green.
RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Crystal Lee Larimore.
Publisher of the Damn Good Times.
And Jay Stanley and Sharon Darrington.
Texas Patriots for Secession. Not to mention...
great music by the Green Brothers Band.
I said not to mention that.
Saturday.
September 3rd on the east lawn of the Capitol at high noon.
Be there.
Okay, well, that was the clip. Oh, man, I'm getting some feedback here. Oh, well. So I hope you guys aren't hearing that. Anyways, that's going to be a big event on September the 3rd. And what you will find out there is a lot of heavy hitters from the Texas independence movement. You can go out there, bring business cards, bring something to write with. You can, you know, find a lot of people that'll be interesting to talk to. If you know nothing about Texas independence, go out there and meet them. Find out what's going on. You don't have to hear it all from here, but it's going to be a historic day. We'll be talking a lot more about it. Alan, how'd you like that?
Sounds very interesting. Like I said, it sounds like a pretty good lineup. Hopefully it'll draw some more people in. It's you know, this isn't saying anything against the people out there, you know, who are on computers, who do go to things. But, you know, a lot of people, I like the people who show up. You know, I like to be able to look someone in the eye, and when I talk to them, it just gives me a little better feel for who they are. A lot of the people on the Internet, you know, they won't show up. They do stuff on the Internet, which I guess does do some help. But I like the people who show up, you know, who actually have enough chutzpah to actually, you know, put their face out there a little bit and come out and talk with other people.
Yeah, definitely. I see them as the heavy hitters, because when we're sitting there dealing with Texas independence, you have a lot of people that don't have, well, they feel they don't have a dog in that race at all. They feel like they're, you know, trapped and, you know, forced to go along with whoever voted in whoever. You know, your health care costs go from $200 to $2,000 a month, and you're supposed to choke that down while the economy is going sideways. And you go, but what can I do? I voted. No, man, we can just say no. It's time to start saying no. And, man, this is kind of
a free, wasn't it?
Free for some, and then the other ones have to pay it. Hey, CFR is telling me that we got to say republicoftexas.chattango.com. You can get in the chat room. Sorry about that, CFR. I always forget about it, but I'm having kind of a weird communication day. I've got my phone going off all over the place. I'm being dropped, but I'm having a lot of fun. What do you think, Doc? Are we still on track, or am I diverting a little bit?
Oh, I think greatly on track, and that was a great little commercial that they put together for that. The choir is growing, and the more it grows, the more everyday people do get involved, and you'll start seeing more show up, and you get more and more people realizing that these are good, decent people who want to see things better. They're not crazies or radicals like they get portrayed sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. I remember the last one, we went up to Wichita Falls to do that Doc Green thing, and that was the Red Rivers protest. It was really wonderful, and I had a lot of fun. We had, I forget my body count that I did. We never topped 100, and I don't know what to expect in Austin. I don't know if it's important. I don't know if it's important, but it's important for me because I get to meet different people. You know, Jay Stanley from Texas Patriots for Secession he's on Facebook, and that's where Texas Patriots are for Secession is. So if you're on Facebook, check them out. Hey, we're going to do the break real quick, and then we'll be back with Frankie Nieto. Hang on there.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. MLD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some Join Aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help, health-wise, at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is the Republic of Texas radio show. Hey, I just got off the phone with Michael Badenerick. He's waiting in the queue. He'll be joining us in about 30 minutes. It was kind of fun because I almost had the show on the phone with him, started to talk to him and stuff. And I'm like, whoa, hold on. That's for the audience. I haven't had a lot of conversations with Michael before, so we're going to do them all next hour. But for now, we've got Frankie Nieto of the Republic of Texas. Good morning, Frankie.
Good morning, Steve, Doc, Alan, and the RBN listeners. Thank you all for having me on today.
Hey, what's going on over at the Republic of Texas? You know, I know there's a lot going on. Can I focus your attention on the website? Do you know anything about that?
I do have minimal information, as I do not sit on the technology committee, so I don't have all the information for it, but I do have some information. And you are correct. We are switching hands as far as the management of the website. And mm-hmm. This person, I do not know their last name, but I believe their first name is Deb. And they are, they have switched over servers and are working on the latest updates. But as you may know, sometimes it's hard to get this information together when you're trying to wrangle in a whole bunch of people. And so that should be up soon.
Well, that's okay. I kind of figured there was going to be a lull or a bump or something like that. It's kind of hard to move through the macerations of government. And, you know, that's just a key role. Hey, speaking of which, yeah, and one of the things is it's really untimely for this to happen, but everything happens at the wrong time, right, Frankie? You know, because elections are coming up over at the Republic of Texas. Tell me about that.
Right. Of course, there's elections pretty much every year, you know, for the fact of that your House representatives are only in the Republic of Texas are only one-term representatives.
For one term?
Yeah. Right, there you go. Thank you, gentlemen. Okay, so, of course, so it's that time again here in the Republic. Come Monday, it's going to be Monday the 5th of September. It's going to be districts 1 through 6, 8, 12, and 14. And like I said, all 36 counties to elect or reelect. I'm running would be District 1, so there are Senate needs a representation, and so does a House representative seat, and I'm one of those seats in the House. You'll also included in there is the President, Vice President, and members of the Senate
who are up for reelection. Right.
Right. That is correct.
And when people think about counties, the Republic of Texas is, well, still goes by the 1846 county boundaries. So, you know, you have to figure out where you are. We call ourselves Gillespie County, where we're in the Republic of Texas, it's Travis County. Is that right, Frankie? Did I get it wrong?
That is correct. And you can go to thetexasrepublic.com, and that part of the website, there is a tab that says elections, or it says county cross references.
Yeah, there will be a tab or something as soon as the new server goes up. We're not too sure exactly what.
Oh no, it is up. I'm on the website right now. You can go to it right now. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, great. You know, I was kind of worried about it this morning. Maybe it just had a little bit of a hiccup. So
right,
that's
and
good.
Like some of these counties are huge. Like for instance, District 1. You know, what Gillespie County would cover, but is called Travis County, you will see that it actually is Bastrop, Fayette, Gonzales, Caldwell, DeWitt, Guadalupe, Travis, Brown, Burnett, Blanco, Coleman, Kumal, Gillespie, Hayes, and Kendall.
So what are you thinking about on this election? You know, you are my representative in the Republic of Texas and Allen's as well. Are you running again?
Yes, I am. I am seeking reelection. I didn't get everything I wanted done as the representative of Gillespie. And one of those things was I wanted to get Gillespie established as a county separate from Travis because it's one of the things. And per the Constitution, you need 100 souls to identify or declare themselves as Texian national citizens.
Ah, okay. So you got to get 100 people's buy-in on that one, or 100 Texians buy-in, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So for those that are unaware, Gillespie County in Dave's speak is called Giuseppe County. And I kind of like that a lot better. It just feels good. What are you thinking right now, Doc?
I'm hoping your tongue catches on fire.
Okay. Well, what else is it? I know you've been following Texas independence, Frankie. What are you thinking about the macerations of the world right now where it relates to Texas independence? You still feel really solid? I mean, I guess you do because you're going to run again for House Rep.
Oh, of course. You know, as usual, throughout history, all eyes are on Texas. The spire, the ball, whatever you want to call it, that is the desire for Texas liberation or Texas independence is growing every day, every moment. And people are learning more and more that the best summit is that each individual is better to govern themselves if you live amongst those individuals. Sending people off to a foreign country such as Washington, D.C., to quote unquote represent you isn't an effective way of representation. That is not going to get the will of the people, nor sending millions of those people's hard-earned income, earnings, dollars, whatever you want to call them, again, to a foreign nation to be spent as they see fit in hopes that we receive a portion of it back to take care of the necessities that our people need. And that realization is helping grow that idea and grow those numbers of freeing Texas and having Texas stand once again as an independent nation.
You know, Frankie, we both have been talking about Texas independence for a while right now. And, you know, I know what the conversations were like when we had a previous show on We Resisters Radio Network, the conversations about a free and independent Texas. Well, it wasn't necessarily, what's the word? It wasn't, they think we were crazy. Nowadays, I don't know. I think that they might take it a little differently, not really think we're crazy, but no, I think they think we're crazy anyways. What are your thoughts? Are you getting, when we talk about Texas independence, when you talk about Texas independence, how do people look at you this year, 2016, versus last year, 2015 or 2014?
You know, there is still that same look, if you will, of doubt, kind of conservative. And, you know, some even people will go as far as, you know, have that look of, well, this is kind of treasonous talk. But you're seeing that people will at least engage in the conversation more and willing to at least listen to your side, your argument. As per even just last year, people were quick just to throw up the Civil War as, oh, that's the finalization. Everything is done and settled all throughout time. The Civil War is justice for all. And as if that's settled the debate. And you're just finding now that there seems to be less and less of your everyday people trying to throw up that argument. Because, yeah, we've advanced beyond that.
Yeah, and it's kind of crazy when they say, well, it's unconstitutional. And then you say, well, we don't follow the Constitution. And we should say, well, okay, since we agree that we don't follow the Constitution, and you believe, because that's a belief, that, you know, Texas can't leave the corporate United States of America, then we're going to do it anyways, and you can deal with that and just work your own head around it. Because, you know, I don't have any place for that whole thing. We've been studying history here at the Republic of Texas Radio, and from what I see, I can't see why not. And some people will sit there and use that Civil War explanation that doesn't make sense. You know, we'll be clearing that up in the future, but it's also confusing, Frankie. What else do we need to talk about here tonight, tomorrow?
Well, I guess it's all when you're listening, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, so yeah, there's elections going on in the Republic. We have a new Facebook page up, Republic
really?
Of Texas. Yes, me and my wife have actually volunteered and got the ball rolling on that. So you can find that. I have a Facebook page upon as well called House Representative of Travis County, and you can find that. We're working on getting other individuals with their Facebook account and more information so that people can not only put a face to to this movement, or when you talk about the name, therepublicoftexas.com or the Republic of Texas, you often want, you know, who is that individual? What are these Texian people? And so I've been working real hard to do that, to show the world, because as some may know, the Texas Republic sees this as a international issue, as there were treaties in place between not only us but Mexico and the U.S. Confederation at the time before it became a union. And we so those, from our understanding, are Trump's, you know, anything else that has. So if you violate the original compact or the original agreement, there's grounds to review your whole relationship over from here on out. So, anyways.
What do you think, Doc? Hold on. Let me bounce to Doc real quick.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Frankie, because we've been doing a lot of history studying lately, and the only thing we can find was that they attempted, and it was a treaty signed on the Texas side, but the United States did not ever sign it, and they ended up having to do a joint resolution to take Texas into the Union. So we have looked everywhere, and we can't find anything on any treaties. So if anybody's got any, like you just mentioned, we'd love to hear about it because we're trying to learn as much as we can.
But right. before Frankie jumps back in there, I think what you were mentioning was the treaties between the nations that existed, not the treaty to annex Texas. Is that where you were going there, Frankie?
Right. Exactly, Steve. I'm not. And sometimes, yeah, we always forget when you hear the word treaty and Texas, those two words. A lot of people go to the what became the annexation resolution. And you could even make the argument, though, that at the time that would be a what's the word I'm looking for? That would fall under the jurisdiction of a quote-unquote treaty, compact, agreement between nations. Because remember, at the time, history shows there's neither nation nor the Texas Republic nor the United States had the powers to absorb or gain another territory or independent nation that was without the will and consent of the people, or treaty, if you will, contract. And so this is so we're trying to grow that image and the idea that the Texas people, or the Texian, which was traditionally reserved for people that not only migrated here, it has nothing really to do with your skin tone or your ethnicity. It was more those that strived and forged it out in the nation of Texas. Even going there's even so far as back as to the 1600s, where you can kind of reference of Texas and the people that lived in Texas when it was Tejas.
Tejas region. Yeah.
So you have to show a big effort with these campaigns as far as like the Facebook and the speaking engagement that the president, John Jarnarki, who, like I said, this is his last term, and the spot for president is open for anyone to be nominated and run.
Have you heard anybody's running for president of the Republic of Texas? Do you know any names?
Right now, at this moment, I do not. And it doesn't look like I don't know if anybody. I know there was the president himself saw some money in particular, and he's still waiting to hear back from that individual to see if he would want to do that.
I've heard a couple names bantered around, but I'm not too sure what it's going to look like. I've enjoyed the Republic of Texas stint with John Jarnicki in it. It's been a real eye opener to me, just seeing a president that's not a god, right? That doesn't want to try to boss people around. He just says these are the rules. You guys, that's not constitutional, or that is okay. And watching government work, it almost feels like Schoolhouse Rock. Remember how they used to tell you how the government works, and now it doesn't work that way? It's crazy. I don't know.
Right.
So wacky world. So you're running again. It's not as successful as what you had last time. What are your goals for next time round? Where are you going? You still have your same goals? Are you changing them up?
The basic platform still is ensuring that the Texian is protected and their natural human rights aren't being oppressed, even though we live under statutes and regulations of an occupying nation. So sometimes we're those natural liberties that are entitled to you by birth are infringed on, and so naturally I'm going to keep that platform of doing my best to defend that, call attention to that. Work on building our case to present to the international community. I'm still going to try to get Gillespie County on its own as far as in the county recognition of the Republic of Texas. just and the goal of expanding that people, that face, and who those are. Because I know it's a there's no proof of this. It's one of those that it was probably a movie adaptation, a script thrown in there. But there's that whole scene in the Alamo where Travis draws a line on the sand, and they talk about. He says, you know, there's been a, and like I said, this is from the movie. I don't even know. I haven't found any proof that it actually existed or actually was said. But in the actor goes on and says in his adaptation says, there's been a lot of debates of what Texas is or what it shall become in the last few months. But I would ask each man to search their hearts and find what they value most and cherish most, and to the point of even possibly dying for. We will call that Texas.
Well, let's make a new Texas, and let's, you know, free these people that are enslaved by the occupying nation, the occupying corporate United States of America. Yeah, well, yeah, they're not very nice to people, and that's what's going on. Hey, Frankie, we're going to have to drag you back on. Really appreciate you coming on today.
All right, thank you very much, and visit thetexasrepublic.com to find out all the election information. Thank you.
Thetexasrepublic.com. Republic of Texas Radio will be right back.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Texas Independence. Back in the 90s, the mid-90s, Texas Independence took a shift. Actually, I think it came out of hibernation when a guy named Richard McLaren, you know, and, well, other individuals said, hey, what are we doing? This government that exists on top of us, you know, the corporate United States, and I don't know how they referred to it, is oppressive and mean. And actually, we should reform the Republic of Texas. Now, that happened, and it went bad. Went really bad. But then, you know, at that time, there were a lot of people that were looking at Texas as the only way out. Now, that was a different time. That wasn't the time of the internet. And sure, the internet was out there and we had modems and stuff like that. But really, the Texas independence movement at that time was more from, well, handouts, newspapers, mailers, people talking to each other, calling on the phone. It was crazy. And they managed to pull hundreds, and I've even got reports of thousands of people showing up to Republic of Texas events in the 90s. Well, that all blew up, and then everything went sideways. And then we have, what, how many years? We're about 20 years into this thing, folks. And now it's hotter than it has ever been before. We've got more movement. We've got Republic of Texas. We've got the Texas Nationals. We've got Freedom Texas. We have this dang show. We have Raging Elephant Radio. And there's a lot of things I don't even know about. I am absolutely positive of that. I'm kind of blessed today thinking about that. It's huge, huge thing, Doc. I don't know. Am I getting carried away, or are we, you know, at a place that's better than where Richard McLaren was with his thing? Because now it's all online, and I'm sorry, Alan. I know online doesn't mean anything, but it does move things. But it does. It cuts down on the interpersonal communication of like events. I'll throw it to you first, Doc.
Well, I think. McLaren couldn't carry most of these guys' jewelry. He did it so different, and there was so much friction, and it gave a lot of the good a very bad reputation. And today, the reputation is getting better and better. Like I said, the choir is growing, and more people are realizing that there is some really good. And I think Brexit really helped here recently. And the Texas Nationals bringing on Michael, that's going to be with us in a little bit, helped a lot. So the good is growing, respect is growing, and more people, like Alan says, can look others in the eye and know that decent things are trying to happen, and they're trying to do them the right way.
Alan?
Oh, yeah, like I said, you know I'm not a technophobe, but, you know, there are good uses. I mean, it does, the internet does, you know, help a lot more people become aware of what is going on. It's just it has also become a lot easier for people to say and if you want to do things without you know any action behind it or repercussions behind it. So you know I mean there's good and bad in everything. It's just everything's being twisted in the wrong direction as far as technology goes. In my opinion, from what I can see in the world around me.
Yeah, and you know I haven't been on Facebook now for. Man, I can't even, 3 months, something like that. I just woke up one day and I said, no, I can't do it. I don't want that influence in my life. But there are people out there like Sharon Durrington and Jay Stanley from Texas Patriots of Secession. And now they dominate the Texas independence movement on Facebook. They talk about all this stuff. That's one wonderful place in the universe. And that's the music. We'll be back at the top of the hour with Michael Badenerick. Hang on, folks.
Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.